Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you enjoyed the weekend and welcome back to Galatians chapter 4 and verses 4 and 5 and our Christmas series, God Sent His Son. On Friday, we began with the opening phrase of verse 4. It reads like this, "But when the fullness of the time came, God sent forth His Son." We said the Greek word for time means time is a succession of moments. It refers to the lapse of time, the sequence or the duration of time. The meaning here is when the exact moment came. When the exact moment came, God sent forth His Son. So within the mind of God, He had the perfect time for Christ to be born. And when that exact moment came, God sent forth His Son. Jesus arrives on this earth right on schedule. That is, on God's schedule. We also talked about the 1,445 years that elapsed from the time when God gave His law to Moses and the time when Jesus Christ was born. That was a long time. Today, as promised, I want to talk about certain developments in the world at the time when Jesus was born, developments that made the arrival of Christ just the right time. We will find herein the wisdom of Almighty God and how God's timing is always perfect timing. He does all things well in His time. And the reason I began with the period of time between the giving of God's law and the arrival of God's Son, Jesus, is because when God sent forth His Son, the Mosaic Law had done its work in preparing people for Jesus. Here were the Israelites. They had God's holy law for approximately 1,445 years, and during those centuries, despite having the law, still God's people were totally depraved. They were sinners through and through. Just read the Old Testament, and this is clear. And what many, many Jews realized was that the law was not going to save them, to redeem them from the curse of sin. These were God's people who longed for the freedom from sin that only Christ could give them. They were desperate for a remedy for their sin sickness. The law had done exactly what the Apostle Paul says, also in the book of Galatians, this time at Galatians chapter 3 and verse 24. "The law has become our tutor to lead us to Christ so that we may be justified by faith." Well, that was Galatians chapter 3, verse 24. That is why God gave the law, so that it will be a tutor, a teacher, that leads people under the law to Christ. And Christ is the one who justifies the lawbreaker, the sinner, because Jesus kept the law perfectly in His life and died for those unable to keep the law, which is everyone. Why the law? Paul says, because the law is the tutor that leads us to Christ so that we may be justified by faith, the theme of the book of Galatians. Friends, hold Galatians 3 verse 24 in place next to Galatians 4 verse 4. These texts inform one another. I am thinking about another text, John chapter 1 verse 17. We should add John 1:17 to Galatians 3 and 4. John writes, "For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ." Let me read that again. John chapter 1 verse 17 says, "For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ." You see, it was Jesus Christ who brought God's grace and truth, and he brought this good news at the time when many people, certainly not all, but many people were ready for it. They were yearning for it. And those who longed for the redemption only Christ provides were not just the Jews, but also the Gentiles. The Gentiles did not have the law, and yet they looked across at the Jewish people, and they thought, they have the law, and yet they are not saved by it. Well, then how much more so do we Gentiles need Christ, because we do not even have the law? Plus, there was a growing weariness among the Gentiles who were dissatisfied with the false promises of the false gods, small g, they had been worshiping at the time when Christ was born. John Stott writes this in his commentary on Galatians. At the same time, the old mythological gods of Greece and Rome were losing their hold on the common people, so that the hearts and minds of men everywhere were hungry for a religion that was real and satisfying. At the exact time God sent forth his Son, the Mosaic Law had done its work in preparing people for Jesus. God's Spirit was preparing both Jews and Gentiles for the arrival of the Christ. The time was right, because people were ready for the Lord. True, not everybody, but enough in the estimation of the all-knowing God. This is God Is, and we are talking about certain developments in the world at the time when God sent forth Christ, making his arrival the exact right time. And here is the second one. The Jews had developed the synagogues, which they used for teaching of the Old Testament, which had by then been developed and compiled by Ezra and others. As you well know, if you have followed closely the life of Christ in the Gospels, he entered into the synagogues, participated in the worship of God, and taught there. And Jesus taught from the Old Testament. He applied it to his life and ministry. He taught and applied. Jesus interpreted the Old Testament to, for his followers and friends, as well as his enemies. Well, the synagogues were developed. The Old Testament was developed. And both were ready for the fullness of the time when Christ came. Amazing, isn't it, how perfect God's timing is? Third, the timing for the birth of Christ was perfect because of a big political development. I can tell you what this is in a word. Are you ready for it? Any guesses? I think many of you will get this right. Here is that one word, Rome. The Roman Empire was well established by 5 BC and Pax Romana. That is, Roman peace was in place, meaning that the Romans brought economic and political stability to the known inhabited world. Let me give you an example of something very practical that came as a result of Roman rule, and that is roads. Not just any kind of roads, but streets that were safe for travelers, because Roman soldiers, Roman legions were stationed to guard said roads. And these roads made travel accessible for the early missionaries, such as the Apostle Paul, who walked the roads, taking the gospel everywhere he went, such as through southern Galatia, establishing the churches to which he now writes the book of Galatians. And fourth, the timing for the birth of Christ was perfect because of a big cultural development. Greek language and culture was so widespread by the birth of Christ that this provided a common language in which early Christians could share the good news of the gospel and a mutual language in which they could worship. Note, the New Testament is written in Greek. Alexander the Great, as he conquered the known world, was responsible for establishing Greek language and culture wherever he went. Which was far, indeed very far. Yes, Alexander the Great. Remember him? Preceded the Romans, but Greek language and culture still deeply influenced the Romans and held great sway as Rome succeeded Greece as the dominant world power. Well, who is behind all world rulers and their power? God is. And the all-wise God used this to his advantage and to the honor and glory of his name. Sovereign God allowed Greece to influence and Rome to rule at the time of the birth of Christ, in the fullness of the time, because God knew these developments would draw people to Christ, the Savior. So we have four developments in the world at the time when Jesus was born, developments that made the arrival of Christ just the right time. Galatians 4, verse 4 begins, "When the fullness of the time came," and I trust you see how full this time really was. This matter of the perfect Jesus and perfect timing reminds me so much of what Jesus said to open his ministry in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1 and verse 15. Let me finish today with Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. Listen to what the Lord Jesus says. "Now after John had been taken into custody, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of God, and saying, 'The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.'" Jesus said, "The time is fulfilled." Oh, yes, indeed. The time has come for Jesus Christ, and it is the exact right time, for the kingdom of God is at hand, and it is time to repent and believe in the gospel. Well, thank you for joining us today. We're off to a great start in this new week, and let's plan to be together all week, praying the Lord will use this ministry in the lives of everyone who listens. Think about what was said today and join us tomorrow for God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.